Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and joining me is author and host of the Moth Podcast, Dan Kennedy. I referenced this incredible list that you gave us of subject matter that you are familiar with. I have to ask you, how are you versed in wildland fire suppression tools?
Well, here's the thing about that list. I really panicked after I clicked send, which I do on most emails that I write. But on the way over here, I was running a little late, and on the way out of my apartment, I was like, oh, Google that thing, terrestrial insect trout. And then I started thinking about the whole email, and I was like, how much of that stuff do you really have any experience in?
And the answer is?
Well, I think I have a lot.
Because we built the entire show around this.
You know, I think I have a good amount of experience in all those things.
Have you fought a fire?
Yeah, I fought fires. Yeah, I've been on
okay.
I've been on lightning strikes and pretty big complexes and stuff like that.
Huh.
You know, wildfire, you know, canyons and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Set big canyons on fire too. I mean, no, as part of the, not just something to do, you guys. Not just, I've been so bored occasionally, I just set a canyon on fire. Like, it's part of the fighting the fire. You have to burn out a certain area of the fire so it doesn't.
So you were a firefighter?
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm getting at. I mean, I.
Okay, so your book, Rock On, A Office Power Ballad, is about you working in promotions in the music industry.
Yes.
And.
What
you
have I had a plan? This all sounds just terribly random. So you're a firefighter, you got in the record business.
Exactly.
Are you still a dancer? Are you, like, tell me about your orthodontistry practice. Like, when did you get the urge to, I'd become a pro racquetball player. Where did
I? And then there's trout fishing involved and insects.
Trout fishing involved. That was the reason I panicked about the email, actually. I was like, well, what really do you know about? Like, not when you were 24, not when you were 25, today, present day. And I was like, I don't think I can give them a list that says, Twitter, candy, sleeping in, self-doubt, and really bad combinations of food while I'm standing in my kitchen at 3 a.m., because I mean, that would be the honest answer, but...
I like that you had the self-doubt marries very well with the food mixing, by the way. I have noticed.
Yeah.
So you have now written a novel called American Spirit.
Yes.
The premise of this book is it's a executive guy who works in marketing, and he...
It's a stretch so far.
He decides to abandon his life because things aren't going. It's sort of crumbling.
Yeah, he has a situation. He works at this big magazine company, and he goes to the doctor for a checkup, and while the doctor is out of the room, he attempts to read his own x-rays, and he's not qualified to read his own x-rays. He's like an ad sales guy. And sort of determines he doesn't like what he sees. He's like, oh my God, look at that right there. And then he's like, I know what's up, that's like 4 months to 6 months. That's the big one. The doctor came back in and he's like, so, what do you think? What do you see or whatever? And the doctor's like, well, I want to see you again like in a week after I do this and do that. And I need you to take these x-rays over to this other place where you'll get a CAT scan. And then, he is at home with the x-rays drinking at his house in Connecticut and further trying to read them in the light of the kitchen. And he determines it's the first day of the rest of his life, and that sounds inspirational, but the things he does when he gets to work the next day get him fired before lunch. So then he has his whole week to kill days. Monday through Friday, he has to kill his days so his wife still thinks he's employed, so the neighbor still thinks he's employed. So he basically just gets on the thruway in Westport, Connecticut, goes like three exits towards Manhattan, gets off at the fourth exit, comes back into town, gets wasted in his leased BMW in grocery store parking lots all day.
Okay, so I'm going to assume that this is not at all autobiographical.
Well, it's weird that you say that. Because the things that are true in this novel are not the things you would think are true. There was a lot of that stuff where I was just like, fiction.
We'll hide this. It's called file, a novel.
Yeah. It says it like 9 times on the packaging. File under fiction. File under fiction.
All right, Dan, I can tell you're pretty much up for anything because you've done almost everything. So we have an Ask Me Another challenge. What do you think? Are you up for that?
Yes,
all
absolutely.
Right. Dan Kennedy, everybody. Of the many things you gave us to base your quiz on, we were most intrigued by your claim to know about salmon and freshwater bass and the terrestrial and aquatic insects that trout eat to survive. So we tried to write a quiz, of course, that made freshwater bass and trout interesting. Turns out that is impossible. We couldn't do it. So your quiz is titled Questions Not Really About Fish.
Yes. Yes.
Jonathan Colton will be helping me with this game, and if you get enough questions right, Hope Owens-Wilson of Jackson, Mississippi, is going to win an autographed copy of your new novel, American Spirit. Pressure is on. Dan, your book, Rock On, is about your time working in the marketing department of Atlantic Records. One of Atlantic's biggest acts in the 1990s had the highest-selling album of 1995, nearly 11 million copies that year alone. The band's name came from two childhood friends of the lead singer, one who had big eyes like an owl, the other with big puffy cheeks. What was the name of the band?
Oh, Hootie and the Blowfish.
That is correct. You weren't really freaking out during that, were you?
No,
were you freaking
I was.
Out?
I was like, oh, trying to remember. I think more I was just having an out-of-body experience where it was like, you're on a game show and Hootie and the Blowfish is the answer. How did this happen?
That is weird.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Are you drinking again?
What series of mistakes have you made that led you to this moment? I understand.
Dan, as you know, the music industry can be a cutthroat business. Mm. So name this song written by Ann Wilson of Heart after her record label ran advertisements implying that her sister was actually her lover.
No right, no wrong, selling a song, a name, whisper game. The real thing, don't do the trick. Better make up something quick. You're gonna burn, 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 burn into the wind.
Ooh. Barracuda?
Yeah!
Yes.
That's right.
On the 1970s sitcom Fish, Abe Vigoda played Phil Fish, a retired New York City police detective. The show, which only lasted 2 seasons, was a spin-off of what other classic television sitcom set in the squad room of a police department in Greenwich Village?
Barney Miller.
Yes, indeed.
In the quintessential frat movie Animal House, everyone at Delta House has a pledge name. There's Otto, D-Day, and of course John Belushi's character, Bluto. When Kent Dorfman, an overweight sad sack, is accepted as a pledge because his brother was in Delta, Bluto gives him what fishy name?
Oh, Flounder.
Yeah.
You got scared, but then you knew it again. You know all of these.
I know. You know what I just realized? Tim and those other gentlemen that were having to answer all those hard questions are just like, shh, please.
In 1997, Ben and Jerry's introduced a chocolate-flavored ice cream with marshmallow, caramel, and fudge. They named the flavor after a famous band from Vermont who's known for their very long songs and their very loyal fans. What's the name of the band?
Fish.
Yes, that's right. And the ice cream is called Fish Food. Oh, it's so adorable.
I eat some like stuff that's supposed to be good for your brain, and I think like some brain food, have sardines like the day before.
Well, it's paying off in a big way.
You saw that.
You're nailing this quiz.
I just nailed that one. What was the answer again? I'd already forgot.
This song, written by Al Green and made famous by the Talking Heads, is not about fish, but it sounds like something a fish would say. It's a bit of a stretch, but we're going with this question anyway. Tell us the title of this song.
Don't know why I love her like I do. All the changes you put me through. Take my money, my cigarettes. haven't seen the worst of it yet. I wanna know, can you tell me? Take me to the river.
Yeah.
I wanted to shoot for like a Leonard Cohen thing since I blew the other one. I wanted to try and make up for it.
That was like deep and dark and soulful. I like it.
It was like a Leonard Cohen mashup.
A Dan Kennedy Leonard Cohen mashup. Guess what, Dan? You did it. You
That's
won.
It? Oh,
yes,
seriously?
You did it. Hope Owen Wilson's gets an autographed copy of your novel, American Spirit. And you get a Rubik's Cube, and ask me another Rubik's
Sweet.
Cube just for you.
Excellent.
One more round of applause for our VIP, Dan Kennedy.